Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking about the environment at the queue for games one and game two of the Cavs Magic series. We do have the Pulse with Keith coming up in about 40 minutes here. And we continue to bring your reaction on game two here. And yeah, I mean, I think I this is one of the reasons why I'm not ready yet to say that the series is over, is that I think the Cavs have benefited, and the Magic have certainly been at the detriment of the crowd and the energy that the crowd has brought. This, like, no BS, there's real home court advantage for the Cavaliers right now, at least for this Magic series.
Oh, it's ridiculously so much better than Orlando. Like, it's crazy how much our fans care about basketball. And I'm not saying there aren't some fans. I mean, there were some fans even here in Cleveland, Magic fans. I'm guessing they probably live here. Yeah. I don't think you'd be driving up, or not driving, but flying up from Florida to Cleveland, Ohio for this weather. But no, I think it's huge. I don't know that the Cavs are going to feel anything close to it the way the Magic felt last night.
So I'll be honest with you. I do look down at warm weather NBA cities.
I do too.
Well, and it's a lot of it's where you haven't won a lot. Like,
it's mostly Florida.
Like, well, I mean, okay, so Charlotte. Charlotte was rated, the Spectrum Center was rated or voted on by players as the second worst venue to play at in the NBA. They had no problems with the amenities. It was all about the fact that the fans were quiet. And why? Well, because they have not won diddly squat in 20 years of being back in the NBA since the then Bobcats came back in 2004. So the fan base is underserved and clearly wanted, like clearly just out of touch. I feel the same way about Orlando. Like, Orlando's one of those things where when Shaq and Penny were there, it was one of the most, sorry for the pun, magic places in the NBA. Like,
was it magical?
It was magical. But guys, it's been 12 years since Dwight Howard got traded. So like, and that was kind of like the last time you saw what Magic fans really were. So, like, I don't know what to expect later this week. I don't think it's going to be like this environment where they, especially with the way the first two games go, that all of Orlando shows up and they rattle the Cavs' cage. I don't know. I'm assuming it's not going to be as raucous of an environment, but I do think that plays in with how the Cavs will play. I hope it is a raucous environment.
Does our boy still work for the team who worked here?
Oh, Chapman? Yeah, Jake Chapman.
Yeah.
He does. Yes, sir. Man. He's a grown-up now.
He's all grown up,
yeah. Got a wife and a kid.
How about that?
Yeah. Orlando will do that to you. I don't know what that means. But no, like, I don't... Does anybody else hope it's a good environment for Game 3?
No.
Why?
Good environment?
Raucous environment. Like, the same thing the Cavs have played in here, but for the Magic.
I mean, I can see you probably making the argument that it's going to prepare you for Boston or something like that.
I think that does prepare you for Boston. Yes, 100%.
I'm going to say no. I hope it's absolutely dead silent.
Why? You already think the series is over, so you don't think the crowd could swing a game or two?
Nick, you know me. I'm all convenience team. I'm all about path of least resistance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But then the problem is this goes back to the same flawed logic. It was like, we want Orlando in the first round because who cares about what happens with Boston? You should care what happens with Boston in the second round. And the same thing, like,
you know that the Cavaliers understand what it's like to play in Boston.
No, not in the postseason. They wilted 100% last year in front of them.
I understand, but Nick, they played in New York last year.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that all of a sudden they're still accustomed to it. Like, guys, we just gave them flowers for playing hard at home. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to be a D about this, but like...
Well, we're more so giving them flowers because they won.
Then, okay, but they won because they played better playoff basketball than the Magic. And that's a gross oversimplification, but they were able to feed off the home crowd. Like, so you don't have any questions or any concerns about this team playing on the road in the playoffs? Like in a series against Boston?
Sure, I have some questions. But I don't really think that, you know, some crowd in Orlando is going to prepare you for playing Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and all them dudes.
I think you're all of a sudden being very dismissive.
Okay.
I think
a lot of things about you, Nick.
Well, you say them on air to my face. So, like...
So I'm not thinking them?
Yeah. Yeah. You pretty much think them, and then you say them, and then we have to work through it. It's fine. But no, why does everybody want...
I'm known as the honest guy.
That's what you're known as. Why does everybody want this to be the path of least resistance? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Because you need to get prepared. Like, you should. Like, the whole thing should be a challenge. If the first moment you're challenged, like, truly challenged in a game... is going up against the best team in the NBA with by the way, two top 10 players. And oh, by the way, a raucous home environment. Like, why would you want that to be the first taste of real adversity in the NBA playoffs for a team that already, yes, the last two games they've won, I'm not taking that away from them, but for a team that has not handled adversity well as recently as like 2 weeks ago.
I don't have to tell you, man. I want to make it as easy as possible, as
until
quick
it gets as hard as possible.
I mean, you can phrase it that way if you want to, but I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, I want to play four games. I want Donovan out of the game for the final 6 minutes of the fourth quarter and get this sucker rested so that he can go against Boston.
216-474-0092.
Thoughts?
Do you want a passive Orlando crowd? Do you just want the Magic and their crowd to just lay down in game three?
Yes.
God, that sucks for the playoffs. The whole point of the playoffs is it's from start to finish, not great basketball. We have not seen great basketball the last two games, but from start to finish, that it is a playoff game. Like, give me what Orlando and Philadelphia just showed you. That's one of the great, listen, I'm not the biggest Knicks fan in the world. Obviously, that's one of the greatest crowds and greatest like environments to enjoy. Like, I feel like this series is just kind of going, oh, no, again, Cleveland showing up. I'm not saying that, but my point is, if Orlando just lays down, what a awful ending to the series. Like, I want the Cavs to win, and I agree with you in terms of sweeping. I don't want it to be easy. No, this team needs tested. It was the whole thesis on the seven-game series thing about, well, maybe if it goes longer, it gives you more time to get tested. You need here's the thing. It wouldn't matter if it was Boston, Milwaukee, or anybody else in the second round. I'd feel that way. You didn't have a lot of time to be tested together in that first round, in the end of the season because of injuries and everything else going on with the team. Like, this series needs to get you ready for the next series. And right now, I don't know that we can say that that's happened. That's not the Cavs' fault, by the way. It's not like they chose to play Orlando.
They kind of did.
And it's not the Cavs players' fault, is more how I want to say it. DT, welcome to the show, DT.
DP, just checking in with you, Nick. First of all, I want to say you're funny. You're talking about they didn't choose to play Orlando. But I want to go on record. I've already told people, I hope they lose at least one game just to prepare them. And all I want is one game. But they got to learn to recover from something like that, because they will need to do that with Boston.
So you want them to lose just one game?
They got to suffer that pain and know how to recover and come back strong.
So it's so funny. Like, DT, thank you for the call, buddy. I don't really want them to lose a game, but I see the value in what DT is saying. Like, I think, like, the adversity that they've faced through the first two games is really kind of just your kind of run-of-the-mill playoff adversity. right? It's the other team plays really hard and the other team's less talented, so they're more chippy because that's the only way that they can win a game or win this series is if they drag you into a dogfight. I also think, like, what scares me about a matchup against Boston is your margin for error is nil.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just don't have one.
You got to play the perfect game.
And that you got to do it four times in a seven-game series. And half of those games, more than half of those games are going to be on the road. I just can't bring myself to say that I want them to lose a game in the series. But do I want them to be tested? Absolutely. Do I want them to go wire to wire? And do I want them, like last night, I think it might end up being a good thing that you let them all the way back in that game and you had to clench up a little bit. And Donovan started driving to the hole and kind of took over that game with a couple minutes, what, 2 minutes to go? Like, I think that's the kind of stuff that does get you ready. Or, sorry, I don't know anything's going to get you ready for Boston. It's Orlando. Their offense sucks. They're only going to be able to push you to some degree. Or rather, if they push you beyond what we think they can push you right now, it's because you let them. So I do see some of the value. I do. I don't want them to lose a game. No. I want them to have adversity. I want them to be pushed. But I don't think there's a scenario. I can never say I want the Cavs to lose a playoff game. That's I'm like, I'm kind of riding the fence on this. I don't think you can ever say that. Let's go, JJ. Welcome to the show, JJ.
What's up? How y'all doing, fellas?
What's up,
doing
JJ?
Doing well, buddy. Happy Cavs victory
I'm
Tuesday.
I'm like this. I said it last week. I hope the Cavs sweep these dudes. I don't want to lose no playoff game to nobody to get prepared for nobody. If we gonna lose when we go up against Boston, then let us lose against Boston. Don't lose against no. We go ahead and sweep them like y'all. Sweep them and let's go to Boston. And if we lose a game there, then we lose a game. Come back prepared from that game. We don't need to be come back prepared from losing against freaking Orlando going into a series with the Boston Celtics. You know what I'm saying? We need to go to the Celtics with our head high, ready to ball. I don't want to see no losing. Let's sweep them and get to the next one.
JJ, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. 216-474-0092. Do you want to see the Cavs face more adversity before you get to the second round? Hypothetically, if you're already counting wins and losses here with the Orlando series.
I want to know how you feel right now because you're getting everything you wanted from this Cavs team. And I almost sense not disappointment. That wouldn't be the right way to put it because you guys are excited you're going up 2-0. But are you wondering where this team had been for the previous 2.5 months? Is that what this is? Or is it just trying to figure out offensively just how bad the Magic are? Is it almost taking pity on an Orlando team that is doing the same thing we did last year? We took on the Knicks and just never stood a chance because we didn't have the postseason experience. You can look at the Magic and say the same exact thing to what's going on right now here with the Cavs. We should be talking about how the Cavs won and we're this much closer to advancing into the second round. But I'm trying to figure out. I mean, listen, phone lines are open. I'd love to party down Euclid with you guys right now, but I'm not getting that vibe. I'm not.
You know, I'm driving home last night after the game. It's about 9:50-ish, 9:45. I remember because I bookmarked exactly when JP said that because I was so fired up. And I was so fired. I almost called the show, but I know the clocks. So I'm like, they're going to break. And mm-hmm. I'm like, not going to get in. So what the hell is JP talking about? I love JP. Show's great.
Eraser phrase.
I love working with him. He's the best.
Uh-huh. Now besmirch.
I don't know what he was vibing with last night mm-hmm. because he said he wasn't feeling the vibe.
Yeah.
Dude, it was electric last night.
You're talking about in the arena.
I'm saying
electric.
Just downtown. I'm saying before the game. I'm saying fans going in the stadium. I'm saying during the game. I'm saying after the game. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what more you want from the fans. Maybe people aren't calling like crazy. Okay, that's not indicative necessarily of the entire fan base.
I mean, so in deference to JP, as he's watching the game, he's not going to have the sound on. So
I get that. And he also clarified that. He says, all I have is you guys calling me, telling me what's going on, and also like social media. And again, those aren't always indicative of a take or how people feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm telling you right now, I experienced it firsthand last night. It was the first playoff game I'd been to this year. And I was nervous. I'll be honest with you, because I watched on Saturday and I was a little nervous about that game because that was a day game. And we know how day games are in Cleveland. They're typically not people super fired up. It takes a little people a little time to get going, lubed up during the day. Mm-hmm. But the game on Saturday, I thought the crowd was fantastic. And I also felt that through the television set.
Mm-hmm.
So who calls it a television set anymore, by the way?
You just did.
I know. So.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I was taken aback by that last night, and you know, you know what? Let's bring on JP.
He's now called in to defend himself. I feel like I understand where JP was coming from, but Dustin had an issue with it on the post game show. Obviously, JP's got you covered, not just on overtime with Jonathan Peterlin.
No, and I loved it. I got in the car. I was so excited after the game that I wanted to hear what JP had to say because it's a great post game show, essentially. And I was a little, fired up.
What do you mean, essentially?
Yeah, you kind of like highlighted that word.
That feels
it's a show, but you know, people have post game shows. This is JP's show. Is my point.
I think it's meant to be like a specific post game show, though.
He's on every night. Is my point.
Oh,
essentially.
216.
I almost said the.
You know what? No, we're not going to delay this anymore. We've jammed you up enough to defend himself on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline is Jonathan Peterlin. JP, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. First off, the clip, I think, did a good job. That was good representation of what I said last night. Nice job all the way around. Yeah.
By the way, I told him to pull it because I was fired up about it.
It's true. Well, you're so fired up, you listened to the end of the Knicks game on SiriusXM Radio. So thank you for that. You admitted earlier in the show.
You would have too, by the way, if you looked at the scoreboard and also you maybe had some money on one certain team, you probably would listen to it too.
Bingo.
Hey, maybe that's where everyone was, but you know, I've done a million of these post-game shows.
I listened to you for the entire drive out of the downtown Cleveland.
Until the next game.
You might have left the game early if you got there argument.
No, in fact, I did not leave the game early, which is actually very rare, occurrence by me because I'm typically a guy that leaves like at halftime.
Does it get cold there?
I was freezing on the walk back, dude. I'm telling you.
Let me break it down for you guys really quick. So I do a bunch of these games, obviously, and I expect, like, the moment the game is done, just boom, a bunch of phone lines, just everyone getting in. This game ended. No stats, no talking about the game. People just want to talk about the game being blacked out, and they wanted to talk about Red Panda. Red Panda at halftime got more attention than the actual game itself. It just took a little bit. It seemed fantastic, but it took like 20, 25 minutes, and then people started to get into it. But I think I had to draw it out of them was all it was. I think I had to get people fired up, and that was the way of doing it right there because they were not. At the end of that game, they were not fired up, Doug.
Some real humility there, JP.
I mean, that's fine. But
I think they got fired up because I was calling them out. That's how that happened.
I'm
brick by brick, man.
I
hate that drop.
Yeah, we got plenty more.
Welcome to Afternoon Drive.
No, and it wasn't. I had no beef with you personally.
Oh, he's backpedaling.
Not backpedaling.
I think JP does it feel like he's backpedaling.
I thought that he was
He was a cornerback.
That's pretty.
Yeah,
good.
I was good at it. Yeah. No, I just took I was just taken aback a little bit by the take, and I wanted to fire away at some as someone who was in the building and experienced the excitement and jubilation of the Cavalier fan base.
I think in the building, because I talked to my father-in-law moments ago, because he was in the building last night as well, and he's actually sat right in back of the Wagner family, and he was telling me all about how she's like 6'2", and she was yelling and cursing, and then she just was despondent by the time the end of the game happened and all these stuff. I think the energy and everything that happened in the arena was nothing close to what happened online and what happened through the radio last
okay,
night. Like, the vibe didn't match in the slightest bit. I've had regular season games that gave me more energy than what that post game was for the first 10-15 minutes of last night. Until, you know, I did my job and draw it out of the people.
Yeah, until you got it out there. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I take all the credit.
And none of the blame. JP?
Always.
Good stuff, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, man. I'll see you tonight.
All right, man.
All right, bye. He backpedaled.
No, I didn't.
He totally did. He called in. He jammed you up a little bit, and
there's nothing he jammed me up about.
I think he did jam you up. I think he said it was not conveyed, and then he got up in your grill a little bit about switching over to the WNBA to the Philadelphia the Sixers Knicks game, and all of a sudden, started to see you backpedal a little bit back there, a little bit of retreat there.
No retreat.
I'm going to need to go to a third party on this one. Keith, did you feel a little backpedal there?
I felt like you could have pushed the gas pedal a little harder at least.
Yeah.
I don't know that you backpedaled, but yeah. I felt like you could have still hammered Jonathan a little more.
Yeah, like I felt like when you started this, you were on one. And you were like in it, and you were calling him out and saying, that's not what I experienced. And then
we can
JP,
replay his comments if it fires you up again.
You know what?
Forget that he called.
Let's go ahead and replay these comments again. I want you to feel how you felt last night.
I want to know how you feel right now, because you're getting everything you wanted from this Cavs team, and I almost sense not disappointment. That wouldn't be the
I'll
right way to
put
it.
I'll tell you how I feel,
because
JP.
You guys are excited you're going up 2-0. But are you wondering where this team had been for the previous 2.5 months? Is that what this is?
No,
or is
it's not
just
that.
Trying
this
to figure out
what
offensively
is.
Just how bad the Magic are? Is it almost
they're not a good
pity
team.
On an Orlando team that is doing the same thing we did last year? We took on the Knicks and just never stood a chance because we didn't have the postseason experience. You can look at the Magic
and
say the same exact thing to what's going on right now here with the Cavs. We should be talking about how the Cavs won
and
we're this much closer to advancing into the second round. But I'm trying to figure out. I mean, listen, phone lines are open. I'd love to party down Euclid with you
the
guys right
JP
now, but I'm not getting that
reeling
vibe.
Them in
I'm
like
not.
Jameis Winston.
Ah. Anything else?
It was the fish reference, Nick.
Yeah. I got the fish reference.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get a giggle out of you. Kayla's dying over here.
Well, you got a giggle out of her. Is that not enough?
I got
of
more
a
than a giggle out of her. I almost got a snort.
Yeah. Okay. Doesn't that balance out between. No, you're not turning this on me. You got something to say about JP. All right. You almost slippery wizard me there. I'm not letting it happen. Get him. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Get that ass.
We were just asking about, as Justin continues to backpedal, we were just asking about the Cavs and adversity in this series and whether you just want it easy from here on out. Dan called in to talk about that. Dan, thank you for holding, buddy. What do you got? Did Dustin backpedal?
Oh, man. You know how you watch an interview or something and all of a sudden you feel embarrassed for the person?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean... sorry, Dustin, but that didn't happen here. No, for real. I just the Cavs.
Wait, you were embarrassed by me, or you weren't embarrassed
by
me?
No, I wasn't at all. You know,
I love you too, man.
You may have been backpedaling, and I think a lot of people.
No, you know what was happening is Nick Wilson was trying to put me in a corner and work me into a shoot.
That was not sir. That was not my doing. You wanted to talk about it. JP called in. Sure, I texted him to let him know. JP called in, and then I was just trying to help. I was just trying to. I just love you both.
I knew
and
you
I was
called
just
him.
Trying.
I knew you. You
yeah,
reached out to
there
me.
Was. I knew that that was the
like
case.
That, you don't need that.
I mean, that was way too convenient.
So, what about adversity there, Dan?
As far as the Cavs go, they don't have. Come on, this whole thing about they got to lose. So that they can come back and, you know, learn about adversity. Those the big four, the Cavs, have struggled for an awful long time. And they faced a lot of adversity, especially last season. I would rather see the Cavs develop that killer instinct. Like, we got your shoe on. I got my shoe on your neck, and I'm not going to let you up. You know, that's what they need to continue to develop. Sweep the Magic. And whoever's up next, try to sweep them. Don't get this, I got to lose to get a, you know, to prove something to somebody that I can come back. No. Their biggest thing is right now, get the killer instinct. Let's sweep the Magic and move on to who's ever up next.
Dan, was that a cat or a child?
That was a cat, man. And I don't want the kid. Do you know somebody who wants a cat? This cat.
Certainly not me.
It's not my wife's cat. It's my daughter's cat who lives in Brooklyn. And she asked us to watch it, you know, last year for a couple months while she went overseas to do some work. I'm stuck with the cat, and the cat is huge. Yeah. I mean, cat eats and eats. No, when I say
just
huge,
leave the door open.
I'm talking small Rottweiler huge.
You couldn't pay me to take a cat.
Dan, don't get rid of the cat. Do not let intrusive thoughts win. Cats are okay. Cats are great. Yeah. I probably should have started with cats are great.
Cats are great, my ass.
Dan, we got to run, buddy.
See you, Dan.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you so much. All right, so I don't want the Cavs to lose. I would like to see them face some adversity. And here's the reason. It's because their reaction to adversity in the final 20 games of this season was not good. If they had passed every adversity test in the second half of the season, or if there had been some momentum down the stretch, I probably wouldn't feel the same way. I'd probably just be where you are, Dustin, which is let the Magic lay down and let's get out of the series and let's move on to Boston. I don't want the Cavs to lose, but I understand the benefit of this team being tried and tested by the time you come around to Boston, because they just didn't get that done in the final 20 games of the year. Real quick, Brian, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys, I almost drove off the road when I heard a Seabass comment about kick his ass, Seabass. Was that from Dumb and Dumber?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
It was.
That would be correct.
And do you know who that actor was in Dumb and Dumber?
Cam Neely.
Cam Neely, the hockey
player. Cam Neely, Boston Bruin hockey player. I just wanted to comment on that, guys. I almost drove off the road. I was laughing so hard.
I'm glad you didn't drive off the road. That would be bad for your insurance and your health. Brian, we appreciate you, buddy.
That fellow over there in a Seabass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.